Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Despite the U.S.-led global coalition's defeat of ISIS territorial caliphate in Iraq and Syria in 2019, ISIS remains active and maintains connections to the financial system. In countries throughout the Middle East, ISIS has relied on key money services business operators that allow ISIS to obfuscate its transactions. In an effort to disrupt the group's generation and transfer of resources, the United States has designated three individuals and one entity connected to ISIS. Alaa Khan Fura is being designated pursuant to Executive Order 13224 as amended for having assisted in, sponsored, or provided financial, material, or technological support for, or financial or other services to or in support of ISIS. Khan Fura's Turkey-based money service business transferred funds to ISIS members throughout Syria and sent thousands of dollars to an ISIS financial facilitator. Al-Fay Company and Idris Ali Awad Al-Fay are being designated pursuant to Executive Order 13224 as amended for having assisted in or provided financial, material, or technological support for or financial or other services to or in support of ISIS. Idris Ali Awad Al-Fay, who is currently in Iraqi custody, used the Turkey-based Al-Fay company to facilitate the global distribution of currency on behalf of ISIS. Ibrahim Ali Awad Al-Fay is being designated pursuant to Executive Order 13224 as amended for owning or controlling directly or indirectly the Al-Fay company. Ibrahim Al-Fay, Idris Al-Fay's brother, manages the Turkey-based Al-Fay company in Idris Al-Fay's absence. Idris Al-Fay and Ibrahim Ali Awad Al-Fay sent funds to ISIS. The United States and other members of the Counter-ISIS Finance Group remain committed to denying ISIS the revenue it needs to carry out its terrorist and criminal activities, as well as preventing the resurgence of the group.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.